Fight and quarrel. James, lesson 7. Why we fight and quarrel. In lesson 6 of our study of James, we discuss the use of our tongue and how it can get us in all kinds of trouble. James even says that if we control our tongue, we are perfect. But unfortunately, we know we are not. As we continue in James, he identifies many more problems we need to overcome to serve God. Problems such as fighting and quarreling. As we continue in James, he identifies many more problems we need to overcome to serve God. Problems such as fighting and quarreling. Nothing is easy in our walk with the Lord. We must always be on guard against sin in our lives. In the 4th chapter of James, he deals with a common problem in the church today and in our lives. Why do we fight and quarrel? The root problem keeps us from enjoying the blessings Jesus has purchased for us. The greatest blessing after salvation are the promises of joy and peace. Paul says in Romans 15:13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." But unfortunately, many Christians lose these blessings. Of all people, Christians should be at peace with each other. We're all purchased with the blood of Jesus and ordained by God to do good works. Jesus tells us that our love for one another will mark us as His. Notice, Jesus makes it a commandment in John 13, verses 34 and 35. "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Everyone should know us as his disciples by our love for each other. Instead, we find James addressing a church problem that still exists today. Some are claiming the name of Christ and yet not letting go of the world. He asks them a question and then answers it for them and us. James 4, verses 1 and 2 says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God." Over the years, I have seen people leave the church and the fellowship of believers because of quarrels. Very few had anything to do with the purpose of the church, yet in some cases, it killed the local church. Not only does it destroy the witness of the church in the community, but at times even causes the minister to give up. This is especially true of young ministers because they do not have the experience to deal with division in the church and unfaithful members. Why you fight and quarrel? James is clear that the problem is within us, not someone else. It is our desires for wrong things that battle within us. When we do not get what we want, we may not be willing to kill physically, but we can undoubtedly damage others. We covet many things, some physical, some mental. At times, we covet someone else's position in the church. Perhaps we want to serve or get a lead part in the church program. The point is that we want what we want and are willing to hurt someone else to get it. Instead of going to God and asking Him to show us what we should do in His church, we decide. And of course, we cannot be wrong. The old saying, "It is our way or the highway," comes to mind. Fighting and quarreling in the church kills its effectiveness in fulfilling its primary mission. That goal is to reach the lost. Fighting and quarreling even keeps us from receiving what we ask from God. We cannot ask God because we're so busy trying to get our own way. So prayers go unanswered. Brothers and sisters have often asked me why God was not answering their prayers. I usually respond with a question, "Are you praying for what God wants?" One of my oldest memories of praying for something was a bicycle for Christmas. I did not understand any of the principles of prayer, but I knew that God could do all things, so I asked Him for what I wanted, a bicycle. I didn't get it. James 4:3 tells us why that it is wrong to pray that way. James says, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." God is always faithful in answering your prayers when you pray in line with His will. Prayer is a tool to bring you closer to God and what He wants for you and your life. Our first job in prayer is to seek God's will. Then, when we know His will, we can pray with confidence and start seeing our prayers answered positively. God wants to work through you. It is His chosen method. So when our motives are correct and we're not just praying to get our way, He will answer. You may even see an extraordinary miracle. However, when you devote yourself to God, you will automatically be at odds with the world. Although this is a good thing, there is a cost as well as a reward. As you start seeing your prayers answered, you will also see the world negatively respond to you. You will find that you take a more positive stand against evil around you. But when you do, the world will lash back. You may even find church friends that turn away from you. Remember, you're not alone. James started this chapter with warnings about fighting and quarreling. As your prayer life improves, you will find you are less involved with the above. However, you may find yourself under attack within the church by those who are not there to serve the Lord. Jesus says in John 15:20, "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." It was the religious leaders who were fearful of Jesus. He was presenting a new and different way to come into God's presence. He advocated complete surrender of our will to that of God, and that we were to give ourselves over to serving others.